I'm going to start with some imagery. It's a public speaking trick that helps you to keep track of where you are in real time. Because the image is fixed, you don't need to keep up with a racing, sub-vocalized voice. A story starts with a man who's stuck in a muddy hole. He's made some poor choices. He was on his way to a meeting. He cut through down a farmer's track. He made another poor decision. That he thought he could get across the muddy hole. He couldn't. He's late for a meeting. In a panic, he jumps up and stands on the sunroof. He sees a farmer in an adjacent field. He says, "Hey, buddy, can you help me out?" The farmer says, "Sure, but I'm going to have to charge you. This is the 9th time today I've done this." "God," says the man, "9 times? When do you get time to plough the field at night?" No, says the farmer, embarrassed. "At night is when I fill the hole full of water." Now, you can interpret this story in a number of ways. You could look at it as the farmer being opportunistic. From the farmer's perspective, he might argue that he did indeed have to tow 9 cars out of the field the first day, and he didn't charge. He lost a day's ploughing. He had to make up for the money, so he filled the hole full of water the next day and started to create a codependent cycle. Now, do you pay the farmer? Do you, a metaphor for paying for private tuition or paying for private courses, or do you take the second option and that's go back and start over and lose pace with everybody else? I don't know whether you're familiar with a proverb, "For want of a nail." It's by Ben Franklin, I believe. Now, it goes something like this: "For want of a nail, a shoe, a horse, a rider, a message, a battle, and eventually a kingdom was lost." Now, the reason being that without the nail, the horse couldn't be shoed. The messenger couldn't deliver his message to the general who lost the battle, and therefore the kingdom fell. Now, how does this apply to you? Well, let's just say that you apply imagery. It improves your ability to focus. That means you're going to make more connections in any given study period. If you make more connections, you're going to be better able to consolidate information out of working memory into long-term memory. You're going to be better able to relate what you learned today to what you learned yesterday and the day before that and the day before that, which is going to accelerate subject mastery. Once you've mastered the subject, or at least got a hold of that subject, then you're better able to identify the gaps in your knowledge and read around those gaps and fill in the information. You've got more time on your hands because you're not having to cover the same material over and over and over again. If you can do all this, your critical reasoning skills are going to be improved. This in turn will lead to creative and conceptual leaps, all because you improved concentration just a marginal amount.